Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey guys. Sorry if I started late. Ugh, so much shitty things going on, you know? Anyway, I am back with Servon Campbell, and guys, this has been an awaited one. He's been one of those people that's been waiting like since January. He waited until we've been like chatting about it since January, and it never happened, and now it's happening. So I'm so glad you can make it here, bud. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad to be
Anyway.
on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. If it wasn't for Matchmaker, I wouldn't even have known about you.
Yeah, it's a really handy app.
Yeah, 100%. 100. And I appreciate you for being so patient.
No, no problem.
Oh, isn't he so sweet? He's so sweet. All right, let's jump into everything. Firstly, there's a lot of people that have no idea who you are, so for all the new people, would you mind giving a little rundown?
I make music. Kind of vent a lot of my music. I'm from South Carolina. I think that summarizes me. I'm not too much.
Okay. Sweet and simple, I like it. I like sweet and simple. That is awesome. Thanks for that. That's awesome. All right, let's jump into everything. Firstly, I'd love to start with this question because it's an open brainer. Firstly, I want to know how did your whole music career started, or your journey, that is.
I started off doing stand up, and with doing stand up, I was in a lot of clubs, a lot of bars, and even though I was there doing stand up, it was a lot of singers, and I got lucky enough to like meet a lot of singers that was coming up and talking with them and stuff like that, and like just kind of bonding, talking about like stuff that I was going through just in my personal life with like depression and stuff like that. I got the idea to kind of like write about it. And with starting to write about it, working with them, then I kind of was writing stuff with them and sharing it with them. And then it was like, I want to try it. So I did, and I put up a song on SoundCloud, and having those connections right off, it helped a lot. And then I just kind of kept going, and I've been making music ever since. I kind of jumped over.
Oh wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And from that one point in your life, you just kept going with it. That's amazing. That's really incredible. And I love your precision as well. Persistent. Oh my God. I can't even say the word. My tongue's all ugh.
I'd be the same thing all day.
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of
Hello?
course. Oh, just in time, Savan, this is Lana, this is my co-host. He made it just in time. You didn't miss much. He made it just
All
in
right,
time.
nice to meet you.
It's really good timing.
All right, you're good.
Awesome. All right. Now that you've entered here, and you haven't done one in like a very while, so you wanna take a turn.
Sure, I'll take a very good turn. So, what's your name?
Servon.
Servon. That is a very creative name. I like it. I like it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, I don't know much about you, so I'd like to know something about you. So, if you're in, like, a preschool, right? Mm-hmm. And there were fourth graders coming at you in, like, five fourth graders at a time coming in a wave. And you had, like, no morals against you. How many, like, and you're fucking beating the shit out of these kids. How many, like, waves do you think you could handle of just fourth graders?
I really think I can go, like, a good amount of time. Because if I have no morals in it, it's just like, okay, I'm finna beat ass. Like, I'm really going full power.
Like, these fourth graders are going in as well. Like, they don't care. They just saw you mutilate their best friend. So they're, like, coming to beat you up. All they got to do is, like, basically kill you until you're down and you can't get back up. Like, you're done. You're done.
Well, I don't know if you ever seen the I Spy video with Lil Yachty, but he says the best quote right there.
Man, fuck those kids.
Yep. I don't care what they have going on. I'm fighting those kids.
All right. How many waves though? Give me a number. Give me an estimate. How many waves?
I'll say at least like 30 waves. Like, I know I can handle about 30 waves.
Ah, that's pretty nice. I can guess upon your figure now. I can guess upon your figure.
Because I also take into account, like, I'm not trying to like box them up. I'm like one hit trying to like put them down.
So yeah, one. One mean slap to the cranium is going to put them down. You're just trying to make them go on the ground crying, and they're not going to get back up. That's all you're trying to do. So one big – they're down for the count.
I'm saying 30 because I know at some point I'm going to get tired, but I feel like I can keep going for a little bit. I'm going to say 30 as a Superman number.
All right. So you highballing for the 30?
I'm highballing for the 30.
All right, well, that's my turn. We now know a lot more about Servon. I like his response. I like his response. 30 waves if he's going on a highball.
Oh my God. You must be a really tough cookie then. You must be like, you like work out. Like, how on earth could you take 30? Are you that, like, muscular then?
Hmm. Because I used to be a teacher. I know the size of an average fourth grader, and knowing what they look like now, I know I can, like, pop a little kid and just, like, move on to the next one in no time for the next wave. So I feel like I can go on for a good amount of time, for a good amount of waves.
Mm. Oh, you were a teacher? Oh, my God. I'm actually wanting to become one. Like, what did you exactly teach? I know it's not music based, but I'm kind of interested in this. What did you exactly teach?
I went to school. I'm like 6 months shy of a degree, but I was able to still teach. I went to school to teach social studies. My degree would have been in world history. So I taught preschool for a long time, and then I got into elementary school, and then that's when I kind of jumped out to okay, I'm gonna try stand up and music and other stuff.
Oh, that is amazing. It's amazing. Are you still doing it? Are you still doing it? Or are you like kind of like doing something else?
No, I keep saying I'm gonna go back to it eventually, but once the pandemic hit, school systems are really weird right now. So I don't know. It depends on how that goes. But I don't know. I don't see myself going back.
Oh, got it. Got it. My God. I'm actually wanting to become myself, so I did not know the another one wanted to be a teacher. That's really awesome, dude. I respect 100%. That's awesome.
Yeah, I always wanted to be one.
No, that's really awesome. And you should go back. You sound like a really nice teacher. Have you tried, like, tutoring?
I'm not smart enough to tutor. I'm a good teacher where it's like I have the information down and I can kind of like, you know, make games and situations for it. But when it's one-on-one, I don't know. I've never really tried tutoring. I don't think I'll be that good at it.
Nah, dude, you would. You would. I mean, honestly, you would. I mean, I know this is not music, but I just want to just put the idea out for you because, like, I'm exactly the same. I couldn't go in person to do any teaching opportunities. So I did online tutoring. You should. It's amazing. And you don't have to really memorize anything. It's online and you just teach using the online stuff. So it's like, you don't really have to. Yeah.
I always looked at teaching like when everything I did teaching wise was I was trying to entertain myself. So like I would make games and stuff that I thought was fun and hope they learned along with it. But if not, then it's fine because I had fun. It was a full selfish journey.
And I support that 100%. I'm also wanting to become a teacher myself. So I totally am with you. And I don't want, you know, the pandemic to be a stopping point for you. I don't want that to be like a stopping point for that little thing. Cause you could seriously like, this is like a serious thing that could happen. And yeah. And you got connections. Guess who?
It's all about having plans. Like I'm always for like, I'm gonna try something new at some point. And my main goal is to teach high school. So you never know, I probably could go back.
Well, I hope you do. And I wanted to put the idea inside your head because I'm part of a lot of companies myself. So who knows if you're ever interested. I'd love to get you into some more that I'm in. They would love to have you on. And they're actually looking for a lot of high school ones themselves. So you'd be a perfect fit. So I'm just putting the idea inside your head to like get thinking. It's not like a whole discussion thing. It's still me. We still gotta do music. I just want to put that inside your head so you at least like, I don't know, consider it, I guess.
I got you.
I mean, you could really do it. You could really do it. If you want to like overshadow and like watch me do my classes, that could also be nice if you want.
How long have you been doing it? How far are you from teaching?
I'm a little younger. You're probably like 30.
Whoa! No!
You're probably like, you're not 30?
No!
I just turned 20. Bond is definitely 16 or 17. I mean, Judge, I don't know.
I just turned 24 like 2 days ago.
Oh shit, you're older than I thought.
And oh.
A lot younger than what Musical.ly thought. God damn.
Yeah.
I thought he was 30. My bad.
But how about 30?
Golly. I have gotten that so many times. I gotta change it. I gotta change something up.
Alright, so now I got a question for you, Servon. So So, you know my name, Lono, right? If it was an acronym, what would you... Because I'm thinking of just having it as an acronym. What would you come up for, L-O-N-O? What would you come up with it?
Spell it again?
L-O-N-O, Lono. What would you, like, make out of it? What word... If it was an acronym, what would you put as it?
I'll use it so, like, say you're going somewhere and you're not going alone. You can just be like, no, Lono.
Yeah. But I mean, like, so if you were using it like LOL, like it means like laugh out loud, how would you put?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm probably just saying, like, you know, you got loan in there, so it has to be something singular.
True.
Sitting in the house, Lono.
True. All right, so this, what kind of music do you usually make?
I try to mix genres a lot. Try to, like, I'll get, like, a folkish kind of instrumental vibe. And then I might rap on it or do, like, an R&B vibe on it. I just put out a rock song not too long ago. I try not to stay defined to one specific genre.
Well, that's glad. That makes me happy to see more people branching out into different genres and stuff. That's really awesome to see from artists like you.
Appreciate it. I don't want to you're one of those people where every song sounds the exact same.
Exactly. Nobody's going to listen to somebody that has the same exact song unless you're in mainstream. Like, if you're making a mainstream song, that's the only time that people are just going to keep listening to the same exact song. But it's awesome to see more creativity.
Appreciate it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay, what about now?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, now you do? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, y'all. And I'm not apologizing. I sometimes hate Zoom, so. Sorry. Please don't hate me.
No, you're fine.
But pretty interesting. And I guess for Lana, I guess I would put, like, legendary, ordinary, natural, and, my God, what would the other OB? Oriented.
Oriented. Oh, my God. You said acronym. Oh, my God. I was not there at all.
No, it's all right, man. I was like, all right. I mean, that makes sense. I could see him getting confused there, but
I'm half awake. I got you now. Okay.
I can hear you, man.
But yeah, those would be mine. Those would definitely be it, and they all make sense too.
Let's say letting on no activity. What was it? No, that's Lana. I got you.
LONO. Letting on no oral.
That's a good one too. I'm going out tonight and Lano.
Letting out no oral. You already know. Letting out no oral.
Yeah. No mouth tonight.
Nope. None. So okay. Where if you oh, okay. So Servon, if you continue down your like career path right now, where do you see yourself in like 5 years?
In 5 years, definitely probably out of music. I'll probably be switching back to stand up, especially once the pandemic is like really at a standstill. Right now, I know like I have like a good little setup with music. I just signed a deal, like two kind of little mini deals with the guy John Oates. And I just got one with Hobo Johnson. So with those two, maybe tour a little bit, and then I want to switch over to stuff more like behind the scenes. I never really meant to come this far out, like in front of the camera, but go back to kind of like more writing behind the scenes, do some screenwriting type stuff.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I mean, I would certainly hope to see you there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, this was never a permanent ride. I'm running out now. I keep on saying every day, like, oh, I'm about to quit music.
I mean, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Okay. He's really getting hilarious now. I think we should just step back before he gets too far.
Me?
Yes, and you do get too far.
What do you mean too far? Explain when I've gone too far. Explain.
If I let you go on with these ridiculous like things you're coming up with, you'll start to crowd up all this, and we're supposed to use this time for music, so you'll crowd out everything.
Yes, I guess.
And I'm already having to get used to you and those ridiculous biceps you put in the text. That's ridiculous. I don't want that ridiculous.
I got refreshed. Putting off four and you can see that shit going to the moon.
No, you won't.
Four is going to the moon.
No, it won't. I won't even go outside of your pictures on the moon. I won't.
Damn. That hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm going to continue on before things get out of hand. I want to know from you, and this is one of my favorite questions to ask everybody because we're here for music and we're here as musicians. I wanted to know from you, what is your music process? And a lot of people get confused by that, so I wanted to go incorporate that with songwriting, production. Tell me, how does the whole thing start to making a song?
Well, I always start writing. So, like, I've been in the writing process for months now, and I'll have a little something. I might have, like, two lines or a whole paragraph or maybe even the whole song. And after a while, I'll just keep reading over it, keep on going over the melody, and I'll say, I don't like this line no more, or this verse doesn't go here. And then I just mix and match it with other stuff that I have wrote, or just cut it all together and say, okay, this is not ready yet. And then when I'm ready to, like, record, because I never record, like, one song at a time. I wait till, like, I have, like, a good amount to go. So, like, now I'm going to the studio Sunday, and I have 15 songs that I'm going to record. So, I'm going to be there all day. And once I get there, I have, like, the week before, I'll kind of, like, run up, try to find as many, like, beats that kind of fit it. And then once I get to the studio, I'll record over them. And then after, I just keep the acapellas, and I'll send out to different producers, or I'll start working on stuff myself, find different musicians, guitar players, and people, and I just kind of form the beat and stuff around what I made to kind of give it a more organic feel. And that's pretty much it. I'm really simple.
Ah, you seem simple, huh? That's so good. I love that you're pretty, like, easy and simple with everything you do. You don't go above and beyond with what you're doing, which I understand. It's actually, I like it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to hear all these opinions about musicians because that's what we're here for.
Oh, so you two are both musicians too?
Yes, I'm a songwriter. Alana is a producer. So we're all technically musicians.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I mean, that it wouldn't make sense for a fitness trainer to do a music podcast if they have not ever done music. Like,
you would be surprised. I do them all the time.
Well, I'd be surprised if I saw one doing a show like that. I'd be surprised. I'd be very surprised. I love that. I love your easy like that. Along with that question, I want to ask this too. It might be similar to the one Lano asked earlier, but how would you overall describe your music?
I used to say upbeat, sad music, but I don't really think I kind of have gotten out of at least expressing, you know, depression too deep. I kind of got out of the sad boy phase, that whole vibe. So I try to make more, like, I still want to have kind of an emotional impact, but now I think it's more, it's still venting, but in a group kind of way. The goal now is to kind of make, in some sense, some self-help songs. I did D&D, and I make D&D with the intention of you being able to kind of, like, if you feel some kind of way, maybe, then that's a good thing you can sing along to or say with, where you're speaking positive. And yeah, so I'm trying to work that out some way. So I guess the best way to describe my music is probably still upbeat sad or just vibe music now. I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place a lot.
Okay.
It's still a big mental health thing, a big mental health center, but it travels around a lot.
Okay, so you're pretty much like all over. So you're like an everything artist then, so you don't just do one thing, like you do many things?
I try to. Maybe not successfully, but I try to.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I love artists that do that. I mean, it's really hard sometimes to just stick to one thing, to one genre. So to branch out and do other things, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then making mental health songs. I didn't want to make, like, if I'm doing an album or a big body of music, I don't want you to listen to it and the whole album is like, oh, this dude is just going on. He's crying. He's making a bunch of sad stuff. So I had to find a way to switch it up and kind of keep it, you know, more positive and still have a good mental health center click.
That's totally awesome, dude. I respect that. I love to choose center around mental health. That's really important, especially now.
That's yeah.
Incredible. That's really honestly incredible, and a lot of people are dealing with mental health, so you're making a relative subject. That's really amazing.
Yeah, I was going through a lot at one point, and I know, like, it's a lot of artists who I could listen to, and it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe, like, you're not alone necessarily, or you just, somebody else gets it, so I tried to imitate it, do the same thing.
That's awesome. That's so cool, dude. I'm all here for it. Oh, good God. And I know the weave made you laugh, but now it's time for a little reverse. All the guests love doing it, and I enjoy it as well. But since there's two of us, you can ask either one of us. I suggest me. This is a little called a switch interview. This is the time you can ask us anything. It should be music related, but it can be really anything. And I know you have some type of thing that's curious or you just want to know. So go ahead, let her out.
Well, you with songwriting, how long have you been writing songs?
Oh, good question. I've been songwriting for a little while. I started songwriting when I was in fifth grade. I would believe I was 11. Yeah, 11 when I started songwriting. I used to fill up my journal with lots of songs in it. I hated diaries, so when I was given diaries, I turned them into songbooks, and I wrote songs in there all the time, every single day I would write a song, like every week, every month I would write a song, and I would fill up the book, and I have three books in my room, literally, that's filled with written songs in it, so it's like, wow. So I've been doing it for a couple years. This is the very first, last year was the first year I started to publicly publish them. Last year was the first year.
So you don't perform them or record or anything? You just kind of just put it out there?
You know, people have said to me that they want me to record, and you're not the only person. All the time when I put out something that's not recorded, they keep on telling me that musically you should record it, and I know I should record. I just can't.
Is it like a shy thing, or you just don't, like, are you, rap?
Well, I'm going to say this. It's all in one. And I'll elaborate. So, I just don't have time, because my schedule's hectic. I'm basically in school until 3. So, 3 o'clock, I get out. 20, 30 minutes, I get here. And I have to do these interviews 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. I have to be in here having this, this is like an office hours, because like that time I have to use for that. I also have to do online tutoring. That's another job I have, is like tutoring. So some days, that's what I do, is tutoring. That's another thing I'm doing. And on top of that, I have homework, I have chores to do, I got shopping, I got so much, and the busiest is probably Monday, Friday, and Saturday for me. So there's like no time that I would ever really record songs unless I did an all-nighter, which I have once, and I would never do it again.
It's all about scheduling. I know with me, I don't I'm not one, like I said, I don't record just one time. The last time I recorded was probably in March, and I just save up as many as I have or as I want. So this week I didn't put the time aside. I found time that I didn't have anything else to do, anything else my girlfriend had to do. the people I'm recording with, made sure we had that time free. So I know, like, the first round, we're going in there for 7 hours and just going to try to knock out, not necessarily just, like, rush through, but kind of, you know, feel a way through. And I try to memorize them as I go. So, like, I booked the time the past couple weeks. I've had the time to memorize them and get everything ready. So when I get in there, I'm prepared to know what to do. So maybe, like, don't set a time out like, hey, I'm trying to go next week. Give yourself maybe like a month or so and say, okay, I'm have this one song or these two songs, and just push it out there and say, a month, I'm gonna make myself free this day, if at all possible.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I love that you're punctual. Well, not really punctual. I like that you kind of plan out. That's really cool.
So I go to Lana. Lana, how do you, how often, like, how long does it take you to make a beat?
For me to usually make a beat, I might, if it's like something I'm just trying to make quick and I'm just like trying to get something out, it could take me about an hour. But if I like in this recent EDM track I made, which is on my showcase that is actually for my showcase for the podcast interview I did with Musically, when I first did that, that took me about a full like week and a half to actually do. And I got some help from a guy from Peru to actually help make some of the sounds and put some of them together. But overall, we're really proud of what we made with it.
Oh, so you like, you have like a whole portfolio, like you post, you say ad mix. I know a lot of people don't make, like, I just met, well, not met, but I have a friend, he's been making beats for the longest, and I would have never known because he doesn't post. I just known it in conversation. So you post, you have a gallery, you have it set up.
No, what I do have though, like, I don't have like a gallery or nothing like that. Like, I'm not professional whatsoever. I'm a 14-year-old with a Chromebook that's making beats, but somehow making this shit work. Like, I swear.
My girlfriend, her cousin, I think he's about the same age. He makes beats, and they're really good. He has a SoundCloud, and I noticed, like, I mean, if you put it out there, like, you, I don't know how you met the guy from Peru, but you meet a lot of cool people that can put you on and teach you stuff, like having it out there.
Exactly.
Have you anything? You're just like, yo, this is where I want to post.
Usually if I'm posting somewhere, right now I'm contacting local people, asking for certain pieces of artwork, seeing if I can have a certain person make me like album art, so I can just release a plethora of beats that haven't even been released that I've been wanting to release. Okay. But I don't want to, you know, keep using the same exact image, you know what I mean? Like, I want to have like seven beats under one mindset. Exactly. So I'm just waiting a little bit until I stack up some more stuff and I can actually get some good artwork so I get some good attention, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good mindset with it. Do you, so what was your process with like collaborating with the guy from Peru? Is that somebody you already knew, or how did that come up?
So basically we saw each other through Discord actually. And I forget what server it was, but we just started DMing from there, and we just, I don't know, we both had the idea of like, yeah, dude, let's fuck it, let's make an EDM track, and we made something like awesome from there. Like, we started out on a website called Soundtrap, which is completely free, and it allows a lot of people to actually like collaborate on there, and you can see each other's moves and stuff, like a Google Doc, but with like multiple people on it. Yeah, but it's with like a beat or something. And that's been super useful with like collaborating with people, because usually I would make sounds and melodies and chords and stuff through on my other laptop through FL, and then I would put stuff together on Soundtrap. But I recently found a way to actually have good sounds and make good melodies through Soundtrap, and that's what I've been doing. People might give me a lot of, other producers might hate me because I make shit work with a free DAW, but I mean, that's whatever. I'm making good stuff. I don't need a $300 software for me to actually make good stuff.
I mean, it all comes in time, because when I first started out with music, I didn't care enough. Like, I'm not gonna say care. I didn't have the resources. I didn't have the money. I didn't want to force a way for me to short myself by trying to wait and like save up and try to like, oh, I'm gonna go to this big fancy studio. I kind of just got it, made my own little setup, and you do what you can until you can do better. And I mean, it's nothing wrong with it at all.
Exactly. That's kind of my whole deal. Like, I'm only 14 and stuff, so this producing thing, it might just go away in like a year or something. I don't know. I'm liking it really so far. I've been enjoying it for since the beginning of the summer, a little bit before that, actually. End of last summer, actually. So, yeah, pretty close to a year.
I mean, you got a good mindset about it and everything still, so you're still ahead of the game.
Yeah, man, I'm really grateful for, like, what I've been given, because when I first started out, maybe a month of producing, a label actually hit me up and asked if I wanted to be part of their label, and I said, fuck yeah, bro. I couldn't sign anything, but, I mean, they were trusting me enough to where they gave me a $300 laptop, which is the other laptop I got, and then they gave me FL Special Edition, and then I've had that, but I don't use it much. I don't use it anymore because they took it back, considering I couldn't be part of the label anymore because they were officially signing people to it. Because before, they were just starting out. But now, I'm just super grateful for, like, the chance I was given there. Because if I was slightly older and I could actually sign contracts and stuff, I would have gladly signed that. Like, I don't like the owner as much. I like one of the owners, and they're super dope. Like, they're super great. They're a super great dude. And I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but, dude, he is such a great dude.
And you meet those kind of people all over the time, like all over the place when you're like out. Like, my whole game is networking, so like podcasts, I haven't been on the Matchmaker in like a long time, since probably when I first reached out. But yeah. I mean, I set out a regiment. Like, I have to do like so many podcasts a week. I think I do about 5 or 6 a week, but I just try to stay active. And like, doing that, like, I did a podcast the other day and the guy reached out. So, I mean, like, yeah, if you're staying active, you're networking, you're going to meet a ton of those people, because just the dude John that I have, he set me up in completely the way I was making music, the actual music that I was making, it all changed completely meeting him. So you have, like, a ton of those experiences coming, especially at your age.
Yeah, man, I'm, like, the key thing I've noticed is just be respectful. Don't be an ass. That's the main thing I picked up on, is just be respectful, and of course
everybody loves their ass kicks. Not even like overdoing it, like, you know, just, oh my god, I love your work, just that and this, but like you said, respectful. So like, anytime somebody can see, you know, I hate to say subbing, you're subbing or whatever, and they're automatically just gonna love you.
Yeah, just saying the occasional, like, if they drop a track, like, dude, I just checked out your track, loved it, in their Instagram post or whatever. Like, if they make a post on Instagram about their new song they just dropped, like it, say a comment, like, dude, it was super awesome.
Oh, yeah, my whole career started off.
Exactly. That's where I've gotten a lot of, like, I don't know, but, I mean, all of my, like, people that actually follow my music are super respectful people. I love them. Like, I don't have many people that like my music, but, I mean, that's mainly because I haven't really fully put myself out there. I mean, people online that like my beats, I love them. They're awesome people. Mainly people that I've collaborated with, but still, I love them. They're awesome people. And then other thing from that,
a whole family from it.
Huh?
I said you build a whole family from it.
Exactly. That's mainly where it comes from.
My whole career started just from me saying, like, me figuring out what networking was. So like, each time that I've signed deals or signed with labels, all of that came from just networking. Like my one of my favorite things is I got my favorite singer, like a bunch of my favorite artists, I got to follow me on Instagram, and it came from like little things, from like meeting people that they were cool with or just commenting on their posts. Like I had liked the picture, like Labyrinth is my favorite singer. I liked the picture of his and I commented. Then he randomly came and like commented on one of my pictures. And that was like the biggest thing ever for me. And then he just randomly followed me like months later. And that's just like the best thing ever. And it all comes from liking, commenting, networking, being respectful, exactly. Talking to people, hyping people up.
Exactly. That's where it all comes from. I mean, the respect gets passed down. Eventually, if you, you know, you respect people, you'll get respected back yourself.
Exactly. So, Chichi, you have a writer, you have a producer. Y'all, where is it at? Where's the collaboration right there? I think that's really cool, where it's like you have a writer and then you're a producer, and the collaboration is a podcast.
Could you repeat that? I couldn't hear that. Could you repeat that, please?
I'm saying, so like, have y'all ever like looked into like y'all two collaborating with, like, you know, you have a writer, you have a producer?
I mean, we haven't really exactly looked into collaborating with each other. I mean, it's definitely a possibility looking into the future, but I mean, right now, I mean, I haven't put much too thought into it, but I mean, I've definitely been looking, like, one of my future goals, like, pretty recently, actually, is having, like, putting together a project called Ragnarok, and it's going to be, like, a full album, and it first starts out kind of like how the Norse mythology kind of follows with Ragnarok stuff, because, like, I'm into that stuff. I don't care if I get called a nerd or something, but I'm into that stuff.
I'm 100% a nerd. I'm full nerd. I'm at the point now I have no shame about it.
Same. I have no shame about what I like, and, you know, I'm into.
It's good if you can reach out to, like, especially like people where you're from and around you. I had to go like the longest, like no shortcuts, longest way possible, because I was a quiet kid. Well, I didn't say a quiet kid, but I wasn't out about making music. So, like, I missed out on all the opportunities to get cool and collaborate with everybody where I'm from. So I had to go outside places when I wanted to perform and do stuff. Like, I live in South Carolina. My first, when I set up saying, like, hey, I'm going to go out and perform, I went to, I think my first place was in Atlanta, which is, like, not a long way, but it was, like, the next place over. And then I went straight to California. And then I said, like, okay, I'm going to make a tour out of all this. And I just went everywhere except where I'm from, just because I never started out there. I never got no, like, no love there, no audience there.
Interesting talk so far. Interesting. I'm just tuning in. Totally not the guy just looking in the back. Anyway, just going on. You got any more you want to throw at us before going on?
Oh, no, I don't think I might be out.
Sorry, you are. Just kidding, I know. Just kidding, I know. Now you'll get a chance to showcase your talent later. Usually artists is allowed to tease a little bit to give the audience a little more depth. Would you like to tease or tease them? Give a little bit sneak peek of what they're gonna be getting.
I'll send over. It's me and John Oates. Where it's a song called "Still Growing Up."
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet! I'm so excited. That's so exciting. So psyched! I'm so excited. I just want to take this moment out to just generally, excuse me, I'm lost for words. I just want to generally, excuse me, say thank you for coming by and for also being patient. You're such a cool and awesome guy, and I cannot wait for what the future holds for you as a musician and a teacher. So I just wanted to let you know from me, from my heart, just saying thank you.
No problem at all. I enjoyed it.
Hey, man, it was, I got to say the same thing. It was awesome seeing you here. It was awesome hearing about you as a person. Can I get your Instagram or Discord or something?
I'm on Twitter, I think, as Servon Campbell, and on Instagram as Sex Monkey Limo Driver.
Sorry, it's so much.
Just spell it out, because I don't have my phone on me, like, right at the moment. because I'm just writing them down. Can you repeat that? So
Twitter is CERVONCAMPBELL. And Instagram is Sex Monkey Limo Driver. It's a lot of spelling. That's SEXLIMODRIVER. Hold on, what did I leave out?
Those are good. Those are the only two that you gave me.
I don't know if I spelled it all the way. I was out. But yeah, Sex Monkey Limo Driver.
Sex what?
Sex Monkey Limo Driver.
All right. I'll make sure to call you on Instagram when I'm able to, though. So
appreciate it.
I mean, with that project coming up in the future, right now it's just an idea, but I've been looking for artists to actually like see if they want to be part of it, because I'm going to be having a lot of people on that project, and just having that extra person be able to, you know, have on a list that I could potentially be on there, it would be awesome.
I got you. If you have a contact, you just let me know.
Yeah, that's awesome having contact like you. You seem like an awesome dude. It was awesome having you here on the podcast.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah, 100%. 100. Now, I know we're getting close. Don't be sad, y'all. Now I know we're getting close, but I wanted to allow this time to say any lastly things to the fans, to the audience, before we head out. Is there anything lastly you'd like to say to them before we end this one?
I'm Servon Campbell. I'm glad to have been on here. I think my newest song is called D&D. Is featuring John Oates of Hall & Oates. If at all possible, check it out.
Make sure to follow Savannah on Instagram and Twitter and all social media that you can find him on, along with me and Musical.ly.
That's so sweet. That's sweet. Y'all make sure to check Savon out. If you don't, then you guys are losers. Check out Lana as well. If you're a musician looking to be part of a project, he's one to look out. He's the one to look out. Take the offer before it's too late. You guys, the podcast everywhere is Rapid Out Podcast. We are everywhere. Actually, soon we'll probably be getting TikTok soon. I'm just kidding.
That'd be a good step.
So I will definitely consider that. Actually, Lana, I will tell you a surprise once this is done.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little surprise. Anyway, you guys, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. This has been so exciting. And I think that's it. My tongue's twisted, so I'm going to do something else. Anyway, y'all.